I need to get my head around the little mini shopping things, the little shop stuff that Coles is giving away, and why this is so popular, which I think has even taken Coles by surprise as to how popular this has ended up. I'm going to be somewhat sceptical of a few articles that are suggesting that people are paying $100 for these little plastic supermarket items on eBay and Gumtree. I've seen them listed at $100. I wonder if anyone's paying for that for them. So let's see if that's happening, if anyone's done that. But also, it is a collectible thing that I just don't get. I'm always a bit intrigued by collecting. But I suppose I can understand collecting if I'm collecting books in a particular genre, or I'm collecting guitars, or I'm collecting, you know, something from a particular era. Maybe it's crockery or something like that. I can get that. Not something I want to do, but I can kind of understand why. I don't understand the collecting the full set of something you buy from the shop. You know, like in this sort of thing. It's just stuff. It's just plastic stuff from the shop. Why the desire for the full set? My daughter's working at a toy store at the moment, and they sell various kind of mini collectibles and Pokemon cards and these sort of things. And she says the same thing. People come in that are so obsessed with the collection that some of them will buy the whole box, just give me the whole box, but they're really only looking for one or two rare items in these mini toy, might be Harry Potter figures or something like that, in these mini collectible sort of versions. But other people will know so much about the production of this that they know that in the box, back row, fourth back row, second from the left, is the rare figure that they're looking for. They understand the packaging of it. You know what I mean? It's sort of like this. I don't get that. I don't quite understand it. So if you're loving these things and keen on them, I want to hear from you. What is it that you're into here? And just in case you haven't seen, you're not a shopper at the Coles recently. This is their little bags. They give you a little bag as you every time you spend $30, and inside this will be a little dishwashing, a little soap powder, a little cheese, a little peanut butter, tiny little product version. And there's a little shopping trolley that you can put the things in. I mean, good Lord, it's bad enough being the supermarket itself, isn't it, without going home and having a little mini supermarket there. So if you're getting it and you love it, I want to hear from you. Already had a text. Cheryl says, as a 65-year-old grandmother, I enjoy collecting these mini items for the mini shopping trolley that my Barbie dolls use. So she's already got a collection of Barbies. Now she's got these little collectibles. So I guess I can understand that. But, like, what is it? Why are these things working? Why have these things ended up being so popular? It's their popularity that's given Coles a problem with the plastic bags. They wanted to keep driving. These things were so popular that they wanted to keep driving traffic through the cash registers so that, you know, people would pick them up and keep on going. Bree Williams joins us. She's a consumer behaviour expert, a behavioural scientist who looks at consumer behaviour and can perhaps help answer why this is the case. But if you want to join in, 1-300-222-702 is the number. Hello, Bree.
It is good to be with you, James.
Why?
I know. And I was resisting talking about it, but it's reached that point. I think we have to talk about it.
Are you intrigued as well?
I am very intrigued because particularly in light of the plastic bag backlash that the retailer was copying. So,
aren't we funny? We want to kick them over the plastic bags, but we're rushing in there to get the little plastic toys.
And, you know, that's one of the perplexities here, and it points to how we mentally compartmentalise our behaviour. I always talk about, with my clients, you know, we say we're going to exercise in the gym. That doesn't mean leading up to the gym. So we drive to the gym and we try and park close to the door. So we're very good at parceling our behaviour, and so some people are seeing getting this plastic stuff, these little freebies, is very different from using plastic bags.
This has ended up more popular than even Coles thought, right? They have all sorts of they have these things for, you know, they'll be giving you tokens for your school for sporting things. I mean, so they've done these sort of giveaways before. This one's really working, right?
Oh, and my fear is that this will end up with a whole lot of copycats. I think they'll be running, other retailers will start to run them and we might see another series. Who knows?
Yeah.
Why is it working? So I think it starts with it being a free gift, and it's very hard to knock back a free gift. So you've done your shopping, they're giving you a little thing in a bag, And it's very hard to say no. Now, once you have one, then you realise that, hang on, there's a whole series that I need to collect. And you're on that trip then, and you've got this sense that I really want to get them all in order to have psychological closure.
Right.
And so I've got to keep shopping to get all 30. It's called completion bias in psychology, and it's they did an interesting research piece in car washes, for instance. People got those little stamp cards, you know, when you get free, 8 car washes and you get one free.
Yep.
They gave some people a blank card, said go and get 8 car washes. They gave other people a different card. They still had to get 8 car washes, but they gave them 2 to start with. So they had to punch 10. People that were given momentum, people were given a start, were much more likely to keep getting their car washed.
Right. Give me a card with 2 free on it. I'm going to do the 10. Just give me a card where I just have to get 8. I don't go at all.
Exactly. And so part of the mechanic around this campaign is that once you get one free gift and you know that you've only got another 29 or however many that you have to reach,
right,
you start on that treadmill.
Right. So it's not accidental to set it up like this, right? It's not sort of, there's nothing random in the fact they thought, hey, what about little supermarket items? It's deliberately set up as a collectible to incite this kind of fervour.
Oh, very much. And they call it a collectible range. You know, it's for collectors. And so they're using that language expressly to have people fall into that mindset where they need to collect the set. And then there's, of course, the overlay with scarcity that you might not have the one that you're looking for. And I think some of them are more difficult to get than others. I saw online that the white King bottle was difficult to get. And that means that people then are going out of their way to try and swap it for a particularly, a perceived high-value item. And so it becomes very much hunter-gatherer.
It's funny, isn't it? And why? But, I mean, does this suggest that there are many people who would like the complete set, that the collectible thing kicks in for many people?
Psychologically, it happens with most of us most of the time. When if we're given this bracket and we have a start and an end point, psychologically we like to complete the series. And so they are feeding into that to a degree. It won't happen with everyone, but it's obviously having a big enough effect, if judging social media is any indication, that people are looking for, you know, I'll swap this for that and what have you in order to get this this final set.
Yeah.
I think the other thing, and I liken it to a pokies machine, you know how pokies are very scheming in that, you know, they'll give you the 2 oranges and 1 lemon, so you almost think you're going to win.
Yeah, right.
Well, when you're at the shopping centre and you're getting your little bag, they give it to you in an opaque packaging, so you don't know what you're going to get.
Yep.
You rip it open. Oh, it's not what I wanted. I'll have to keep buying. I'll have to keep going shopping so that next time I get one of those little packages, I might get the one that I'm looking for.
It adds a little pleasure burst, I suppose, that otherwise isn't there at the register.
Exactly.
It's sort of like it distracts me from the fact that the card is tapping out $210 while this little... I'm getting that. Oh, I wonder if this is the soap bottle, the dishwashing liquid this time. You're like, it's a magic trick.
A little lucky dip. I was thinking Willy Wonka, you know, the original movie when they had to rip open the chocolate to see if they got the golden ticket. It's a bit like that in our shopping. So it's breaking up the everyday. With
so funny, like, but it's so hilarious. Like, we still fall for it. You know, like, well, this is such an old-fashioned thing, the way we're describing it, you know, that we're, and yet we're still there. We're still doing it.
Well, most of the things that resonate are very old evolutionary psychological sort of triggers, and so they're feeding on things that have always worked. It's just in a new guise. I would suggest.
Bree Williams is with us, consumer behaviour expert. Interested in your reactions to this, particularly if you're loving it. Particularly, are you one of those person that does what Bree's describing? You want the complete set. That's a thing. You know, you like to get the complete set. Are you a collectible of these? Do you like to collect these sort of things? Love to hear from you. 1-300-222-702. Hello, Matt.
Hey, James.
Are you liking this thing?
Yes, loving it at our house.
Yeah.
We have 2 little girls, 4 and 2. So we're not doing it as a collecting thing. It's just their favourite game was to play shops anyway, and we always had the toy cash register and things like that. And now it's just actually an easy way to get things to play with. They always used their imagination before, but now it's just a bit better. I think it makes their games better.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I can perfectly understand that. If my kids were that age, like it'd be, I'd be exactly the same. I'd be going, actually, can I just check? No, give me that other bag.
yeah.
Just trying to find out what's in there, you know. So is it now part of the family ritual? They know when you're going shopping, can you make sure you get the things, that sort of stuff?
Well, it is actually it was a nightmare to get them to shop before, but now they're a bit happier to go.
Yeah.
And they'll sit in the trolley, and it's part of the grandparents like it because when they go to the shops, they can collect them and they've given us. You know, you can get the album that has, so the slots you can put them all in, so that's all the grandparents have done.
Yeah. So the grandparents like it because it's like now they've got a treat. They turn up, look, we've got the White King bottle.
Yeah, exactly.
Matt, very funny. Thank you so much. 1-300-222-702. What's your experience with these things? Are you enjoying them, loving them? If so, I'd love to hear from you. Just checked, Margaret has done some research for us. Just checked minis on eBay, completed sale, highest price. So far, $3,500. And several over 500. Good grief, says Margaret of Summerhill. I'm reading that's a completed sale highest price, is what she said. That's not just being advertised at that. That's what people are paying for it. Bree, I'm so fearful that what I'm doing here is I've just bought into the whole thing and then media will talk about it and discuss how valuable they are on eBay. That's probably Coles bought them on eBay just to get the story going.
If they were smart, they would have for sure. And I think, look, it's also great for brands because what they're doing, particularly with the kids who are loving it, they're starting to shop in their virtual little shopping carts with branded items. And so the brands are really infiltrating the younger generation.
Would there be money changing hands so that it's this dishwashing liquid and not that dishwashing liquid that they've made little plastic versions of?
Look, I'd be surprised if it wasn't because, and I have no information about the mechanic of the campaign, but just imagine that you've gone, you're Coles and you want this range of goods. You go to business number one and say, would you like to give us some money to be involved in this promotion? If you don't, that's fine. We'll go to your competitor.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
so I'd
that's
be
right.
surprised if there wasn't some, commercial arrangement around this. Yeah.
And it'd have to be an arrangement. We're about to use your brand and your logo because it's not mock things, is it? It's actual products. It's not like
it's actual.
Brand X soap, you know.
I was reading the frequently asked questions on the site, and one of the questions was actually, why is there not real product in the product? And so the answer was along the lines of, well, with the food, for instance, if it was a peanut butter or if it were a Nutella, for instance, we wouldn't want you consuming the product.
But, I mean, they must be running around now going, what about the Christmas edition? You know, it's $500 and you do get a little cash register and actual little peanut butter and some little whole things, and you probably get a little card so you can do some little shopping in your own little checkout.
Get some ideas.
That's what I mean. Tell me to shut up.
But the beauty of it is also because it's so tangible, it's so shareable, people can take photos, they can put it on social media, they can take it to school and they can swap it there. So it has a lot of positives for the mechanic of the promotion.
I think there's also an element in it, though, that is like of the unpredictable. Like I'm sure they would have done lots of other things that are not dissimilar and got the usual sort of response. This is starting to click into kind of yo-yo and finger spinner territory, isn't it? It's like, whoops, this is the one that's taken off.
That's right. Things tend to go viral and you can't really anticipate what's going to go viral. This could have completely flopped and if people thought that was a particularly bad idea. I wasn't close enough to it, but when they launched, it would have been really important to get, I don't know if they had influencers, but they would have had to have early buy-in from a group of people who were quite influential or social media who thought it was a good idea and then it spreads. Because otherwise, you could look like you're a bit odd if you're going out of your way to collect these things. So yep. there had to be some sort of social cachet involved in the first place.
Yeah. Somebody's suggesting, why not just buy real versions of the 30 products and give the kids the empty packaging to play shops with? They've got full size. Takes much longer, though. You know, you've got to empty it all out then. So.
There is something cute about having things small. I think we're always attracted to that.
Well, and also if you're five, it's nice having the thing that's sort of like little for you. So, yeah. Bree, fantastic to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks, James.
Good to hear from you. Bree Williams, consumer behaviour expert. And thanks for callers and text correspondence there. Very nice. Goran's suggesting just because I'm finished at $3,500 doesn't mean it was actually paid for. So anyway, but it seems as though there is some money being spent on these things at the moment.